Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Hood Talk Radio with Cleveland's own Emax the Image, where we unravel the facts and bring the truth out of the lies. Wake up, everybody. It's Hood Talk Radio. You talk about it, we talk about it, they talk about it, Hood Talk Radio. You talk about it, we talk about it, they talk about it, Hood Talk Radio. We talk about it, they talk about it, we talk about it, Hood Talk Radio. We talk about it, they talk about it, we talk about it, Hood Talk Radio. Good evening, everybody. You have tuned in to another episode of Hood Talk Radio with your boy, Emax the Image. You know what it is. The number to call in is 646-478-0944. That's right. You can also find us on blogtalkradio.com and just search in the search box for Hood Talk Radio. Pretty sure we'll be somewhere on the first page of live section. That's right, it's Wednesday night, and we are here for you. Reason why you're hearing the music in the background, first of all, is because I'm just doing a little bit of experimenting, recording myself in my own studio, just doing some things to entertain the thought of being able to get to one of our episodes, all right? You can always go into the archives and look at listen to some of the old shows. You know what I'm saying? That's always cool, bro. You know what I'm saying? Because sometimes people say things. I might say something that y'all be like, whoa, did he really say that? And I'm like, yeah, I did. You know what I'm saying? So tonight is another night where we'll be talking to some random people with some random thoughts. I'm expecting to hear from my dude Chris and Chase with the sports report later on in the show. Of course, we might hear from a couple of the other members from the head table. But for right now, you know, it's just me. And I'm the one you're going to listen to for a minute. I guess I got to get right into this. Some of y'all be, you know, following me on Facebook. Some of y'all don't. You know what I'm saying? I don't really get on Facebook that much, but when I get on there, I got something to say, some things to talk about. It offends a lot of people when I say what I say, but I don't care. You know what I'm saying? It's part of what I do. It's my job. You know what I'm saying? And I'm thankful for it. I'll never think I take it for vain or for granted. I have you want to look at that. This is something that a lot of people could be addicted to. It's addictive. Because, you know, especially if you like to hear your own voice, which I'm not saying I do. I'm not even for certain that I have that radio quality voice, thus me recording this. I really am getting ready to take this here to the next level. So before we get into our conversation, we will get into this here song. Alpha Juniors against the grain, man. Yeah.
Some things in life will never change. Some things in life will never change.
In the block of getting knocked, the only thing I knew was the block, and everybody else being castrated. He couldn't reach, And now she feel the bug. She sell her soul in the street. She feel the thug. He feel the drug. Of that lie, of that loud pack. Of the near, of that Keisha. And everybody file back. Tell me what you know about that loud pack. I tell you what that loud at. And I tell you what that style at. Yeah, I be instrumented coming down in Grandy. Say Mr. Motley, blackout sounds, you know we can hear. Yeah, I keep on making beats, really off the stand quick. Every time I come, it's critical, I'm off the stand, yeah. But I feel MJ, to the day I feel for Fraction. To back to Martin Luther King, what that happened? My people went to joke, to an all-high, and to sexism. To they feel, to they drive, to this Illuminati. And they play with their body, to any rules. And everybody acting naughty. I done told you from the loose. I told you about the Great Goose. Nothing in the booth, locker room, I just speak the truth.
Some things in life will never change. Some things in life will never change.
Started days of old, dropped top 9-8. Before the Gucci lanes, the Waka Flocka flambés. Out the gate, I spoke real to adults and youth. The critics told me they can't handle the truth. Knowledge of self, my ancestors, they wore crowns. This mental monarch couldn't dumb his words down. If the lies on the left, I'ma turn right. My neighborhood needs a light just to shine bright. Now when I started, Mayor White was acting white, huh? And the cops would shoot us down on sight. New mayor, but now we taking our own lives. Police now shoot us 137 times. It's real life, and all my people are feeling pain. Refuse to rap the same like Trinidad James. Like Django Unchained, you can bring whips to cause pain. With me till I bleed, I'm going to get the grain.
Some things in life will never change. Some things in life will never change. I keep going against the grain. I keep going against the grain.
Every morning when I wake up, I'm thinking about a mix-up that's gonna get me messed up. Sometimes I'm thinking about trying to slow up, and I gotta do that or stay strapped. Cause when it comes to this rap, it becomes just another day in the life for Endo Dubset. Cause I ain't gotta perpetrate my life in the trap. If I say I did it, I lived it, and it's a straight known fact. Cause when these rappers going loud and they song saying that they did that, that's when they play with their demons in the closet doing that real nasty crap. How many times have I told you my career don't involve around that? That'll get you caught in a delicate situation called the dirt nap. In my city, we don't mislead it, coming down trying to cap. We stay away from wannabe gangsters and disrespectful hood rats. So while you sleeping on the house like you gone off that crack, BHS gon' have an alliance bigger than a college frat. And if you don't wanna be looked at as the world biggest sap, then get your head in the right direction and off the next man's lap. Yeah.
Some things in life will never change. Some things in life will never change. I keep going against the grain. I keep going against the grain.
All right, some idiot is calling me on my phone, but we're back. This is your boy, Maxi Man, and this is the part two of Hood Talk Radio. Now, I don't know while people don't get the message, sometimes I do the best that I can to explain that we are on the air from 9 to 10:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, you know what I'm saying, Cleveland, Ohio. You know what I'm saying? So I don't understand why people would be calling me from my phone. The number to dial in is 646-478-0944, and that, my friend, is the way to contact me. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Right here, right now on Talk Radio, I gotta say this. This is something that is really, 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 really important to me, and it's been on my mind for a long time. Because the truth of the matter is, a lot of people just been fucking attacking me. You know what I'm saying? I come from a semi-religious family. I say semi because everybody lives normally, but they love God. You know what I'm saying? Love Jesus. But they live normally. So I decided, you know, once in my life to pretty much break free from the bondage of religion and started studying some things that made more sense to me, you know what I'm saying, as an individual, you know what I mean? And before I even get into this conversation, we're going to go and say this here, that what you hear on my show tonight may or may not be, which I doubt it is, supported by Blog Talk Radio, and I wish and I hope that if you have any comments or things that you want to say negatively or positively, that you leave Blog Talk Radio out of it. It is me, Emacs Image, who is talking to you. So contact me via the show or leave me an email at emacstheimage1@gmail.com. That's EmaxxTheImijj, the number 1@gmail.com. That's how you leave your comments. Otherwise, don't buy the Blog Talk with it because they ain't going to do nothing but send you likes back to me. Okay? Religion is a thing that, for me, is a very serious topic because most people believe one way. I did, too, for a long period of time until I started going outside of the box, and as doctor/pastor Ray Higgins Jr. Explains to us, outside the realm of my awareness. And by doing that, I started to uncover some information. For me, I call it uncover because I didn't know about it, never heard about it. Okay, even though I grew up in my grandfather's church. Okay, that's not to say nothing about my grandfather. That's just about what to say I learned or what I didn't learn. You know what I'm saying? So some of the things that I did learn in this quest was easy for me to pick up on because, number one, I always had that question in my head, why? You know what I'm saying? So I wanted to make certain that my questions was answered because it seemed like nobody was answering them. You know what I'm saying? And then I found that I was praying to the wrong guys and so on and so forth. I started to set out to find out who, what it was I was supposed to pray and who I was supposed to pray to, all right? I learned a lot of things about that, and, of course, you know, there's always two sides to a coin, so I don't mind, and I'm not afraid to learn the other side. You know what I'm saying? You can't have the good without the bad, so you might as well learn the bad just as well, okay, because then you can understand where the good comes from. All right, because a lot of us don't see that in our lives today. All we see is bad. We see turmoil. We see hardship. We see some things that we don't even understand right now. And we blame them on the Almighty God. A man today said to me, Jesus created him. His words were, quote, I was created by Jesus. Then he had the nerve to question who the creator that I was speaking of. I got lost right there for a second because it really just drowned me to get into that conversation, but a lot of people don't understand what I just said, but it's a real word. But on everything I love, y'all. Believe what you want to believe, okay? Think what you want to think. You have that right. But never forget, so do I. So if I don't want to believe like you believe, if I don't want to think like you think, if I don't want to walk, act, if I don't want to be stupid, if I don't want to snort no dope, none of that shit, call me what the fuck you want. I was born with one brain, and that's the one that I use. Because my brain is connected to my body. And whatever I do and whatever choice that I make, okay, it affects my body, my life, the things that I believe in, the things that I live for. So when I'm off my keister, everything about me is. When I'm on my grind, everything about me is. You know what I'm saying? Ain't got nothing to do with you. Now, if you happen to cross my path or be in my mix, when I'm on my mission, and whatever part you're going to play in that, whether it's being ran over, absorbed, used, or made acquaintance with, it's up to you. You know what I'm saying? Just don't be on the wrong side of my tracks when I start rolling. All right? And I believe everybody think like that from time to time. You know what I'm saying? But me personally, I done been through some shit. Everybody done been through some shit. But we all have to have that place where nobody else can come aboard unless you let them. You know what I'm saying? And if you don't let them, they can't affect you. So strike at me what I consider paper shields. All you want to. It's your boy E-Max Image, and I'm stronger than you think. You know what I'm saying? Yes, I'm just a regular old common man from Cleveland, Ohio. I don't have no connection, no ties outside this little neighborhood I'm in. Okay? I'm straight from the hood. I was raised in the hood. I live in the hood, man, for real. I ain't never been to college. Everything that I learned from putting my hands on it. That's why I can tell you about some of the things that you might be thinking about. You know what I'm saying? I ain't saying I know everything. Never say that. I'm still learning. But y'all got to learn something, too. And that's why we're here. So when we find out about shit, we let you know. We ain't scared to do that either. All right? So just holler at your boy, E-Max, man. I keep on putting the motherfucking number up there on Facebook now. All day long, I've been battling with these fools about what I listen to and what I believe in. But they won't call the show. They won't say nothing to me live on air. You know what I'm saying? It don't make no sense. I don't care because I'm still going to be here. Y'all know what I'm saying? Your boy, E-Max, the Image. And I'm telling y'all right now, it's not over. Cleveland, Ohio, y'all in the building. This is what I'm saying. Everybody stand the fuck up. It's time for everybody to wake up, first of all, and realize that the shit that's going on in your world is going on in my world, too. Ain't nobody no better, ain't nobody worse. We all in the same boat. And it's funny because I posted it up on Facebook earlier how we're all in the same boat, only when the shit affects, well, you know. I'm going to put a little bit of icing on that one. But y'all understand what I'm saying. We as a people need to wake up and stop looking at each other like there's something wrong. Even in your Bible, it say that, you know what I'm saying, can a hand tell the pinky that I don't need you? Pinky got a different job than the forefinger and the thumb, especially the middle finger, okay? It's like your pinky toe and your big toe. They all there on that one foot, but they got different jobs. And unless you do some research and find out what those jobs are, you never know how your foot works, all right? So stop just thinking because your leg hurts, you can't walk. It could be something you're not doing. I'm just here to tell you, man. I'm just here to tell you what I know. It's your boy, E-Max the Image, man, and this is Hood Talk Radio, and I have to take a break for you. Elsewhere, you'll be listening to me talk all the way through my show, and that's one thing that I really don't like to do. All right, so we're going to listen to this instrumental here. It's called Camisole. Produced by your boy, Hood Talk Radio. We'll be right back. indeed. Yes, indeed. And we are back. Hood Talk Radio with your boy, Max the Image. And in a second, we're going to go to the phone lines. First step, we got Al Porter right here on the line. 216-704. What it do, Al? Hello there, sir. How you doing? All right. We're going to come back to ACJ. And I'm with my mentor. Yeah?
Yes, I am. Yes, I am.
All right. What's going on?
I'm doing great because the, of course, black-on-black crime meeting just ended.
Okay.
So I'm enjoying everything.
That's what's up.
So how's everything else going over your way?
Well, so far so good, man. You know how we do it. Just putting down some ideas, you know what I'm saying, doing some things and having a conversation with the people out there and paying attention to the show, man. That's what's up.
Yeah. Hey, I got a question for you, man, because I know I'm going to talk about it a little bit on Monday, but I wanted to know from you your thoughts on the fact that, of course, my man by the name of Reverend Al Sharpton of the, of course, National Action Network, admitted that he had been wearing a wire in the early to mid to take down the crime organization. Now, he did admit that he wore the wire to take down the Genovese family. He said that they had been threatening him, and he wore a wire to protect himself, but he didn't get into when asked what type of wire he used. He did not admit what the conversations were about fully, and it's very interesting that if you were wearing something for that purpose, they must have felt very, very comfortable in talking about those things to eventually take them down. He was like, man, I would do it again because I was helping to do this and up. But he did not want to get it originally. The media story broke. And I just found it very interesting, and I had to throw that out there because, to me, that's like the comedic thing in itself. And he stood up there recently. He through his two press conferences, his quotes were, "I'm not a snitch," and then Don King came out and said, "I applaud what Reverend Al Sharpton did. I stand up for him," and I just found the whole thing very, very interesting.
Well, you know what's interesting about that is that have you seen the way Brother Al Sharpton looks now?
Yeah.
What kind of fucking diet is he on? First of all,
thank you.
What kind of diet is he on that his head is bigger than his body? Okay.
Thank you.
He might he got a lot of life in his eyeballs, but the rest of them ain't looking so good. You know what I'm saying?
That's true.
All
right.
Secondly, okay, to answer that question, I'm going to ask a question. Why the hell did they kill Martin Luther King and leave Al Sharpton alive?
Woo!
Why the hell is Al Sharpton still alive?
Uh-huh.
Right, with all the motherfuckers that they done bumped off by now, Al Sharpton is still standing strong. And he's making a lot of noise.
Still
ain't got a voice yet, but he's making a lot of noise. So, personally, I ain't surprised, man, because a lot of motherfuckers pretty soon, because it must be a book deal coming out soon.
I believe so.
Somebody wrote a book about that operation and put his name in there, and he didn't know. Either that his name wasn't in there or that the facts was gathered, that it was easy to pinpoint who it was they were talking about. And his people said, well, you better make a statement about that before people find out, and you go to your church one day and ain't nobody there. Or you go to your office one day and ain't nobody there. You don't want that. You know what I'm saying? You don't ever want a million people following you and then some information about you come out before you can tell it in your own words. Okay? And everybody turn around and walk away from it. You'll be on the news for a whole different reason. Then they wouldn't have to kill you. They'd just laugh at you. But that, truthfully, is that is a very interesting thing. So who got a book coming out? That's the next thing to try and figure out or watch out for. Who got a book coming out exposing Al Sharpton?
Okay.
Who got a book coming out exposing Al Sharpton? Or is Al Sharpton pushing for a book he getting ready to put out, exposing some shit he done? And, of course, you know, this is the age of information, so, you know, who's to say what it is? But I tell you, man, somebody got a book coming out.
They got
this is a book
I'm glad.
Nah. Well, they came up with a new JFK movie, and they got a picture of a man in the background that looked like Al Sharpton. Something is getting ready to pop off. And he don't want to be left in the dark on it, so he had to make a statement about that there. Now, that's my thoughts, you know, because, you know, not that I follow Al Sharpton, but I used to listen to his show in the morning that wasn't live. You know, he'd be in the bed asleep. He'll be calling that phone line, and they'll be like, well, Al's not in today. You're listening to a pre-recorded show.
There you go.
Your comment and make sure that Al gets it. And you listen to the show and you never hear your question. So
thank you.
I don't know, man. You know what I mean? I'm not so certain about Mr. Sharpton. I give him props for his exposure and what he does, but you know, man, I'm not so sure that he that damn busy. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I don't think he that damn busy, man. So,
right.
But yeah, I think somebody getting ready to expose something he didn't say it or did, or he getting ready to expose it before somebody else does. That's pretty much what I can gather from that. Because he is part of secret society or societal organizations and shit like that. Like it's rumored out there that he's a part of the Black Malay. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people didn't know. Like, oh, yeah, Al Sharpton been Masonic forever. You know what I'm saying? So it's a whole lot of stuff that could be coming out. Although the Masons don't tell on their brothers, you know what I'm saying? If it's cheaper to kill their brother than to tell on them, then consider yourselves checked out. Right now, Al Sharpton make a lot of money for some people. So he's safe.
That's true.
And he getting ready to make some more.
Oh, of course.
Yeah, that's my... That's my take on that, personally. You know, it's strange how our leadership works, man. It is very, very strange. I was talking to a brother today, and he was talking about how these pastors be riding around in their Cadillacs and their nice cars and everything, and you sitting up in their church with your holy tennis shoes or your boots that's slapping in the middle of winter, and you putting your 10% to the collection plate, hoping for what you said, what the Bible said was going to be, and what that preacher preached so good was going to be your return. So I'm not sure, man. I'm not sure. And part of the preaching is how the parking lot needs to be repaved, and we're trying to buy that building on the corner. And we bum rush the liquor store and push them out, you know, and push them out because they sold beer and wine on Sunday. And even though we only been on this block, you know what I'm saying, for about 5 or 6 years, and they've been here 100, we're going to shut them down and buy their building and make a bigger parking lot so we can have more people in here and put money in the collection plate. That's what we need to do. And that way we can get the word of God to more people. You know what I'm saying? So,
right.
It's a business venture, man. And, you know, so far, you know, business seems to be booming. And I'm sorry, y'all, but that's just the way it is. You know what I'm saying? You don't see as many churches. You might see a few more synagogues than you need to out in the suburbs, but in the black neighborhood, man, they'll close it down and open the church up in a minute.
Oh, yes.
And on the same street, and there's so many to choose from that try to park in front of Ebenezer Baptist Church and attend services at First Century Church of God in Christ. I watched their security guard come down there and say, you can't park there now. That's church parking on the public road, though. So if you parking in front of Ebenezer, you better be walking in that door. That security guard going to let you know you got to find somewhere else to park. Can't fuck up the church's money now. Not down here. Can't fuck up the church's money. Oh, man, I'm silly. I posted a few things up on Facebook today. You know what I'm saying? They just tripping, man. You can't make people, well, not that I'm trying to make nobody do nothing, but you just can't get people to think. It's hard to get a person to say, that makes sense. Let me check that out. Before they'll say that, man, that's some fucked up shit. You wrong. You crooked. You going to hell. That's the first thing come out of somebody's mouth. You know what I'm saying? First time.
Right.
People argue with me all damn day long, Al. All day long.
I believe that.
Don't they realize? Don't they realize, man? Yeah. And then they get mad when I say shit like using your paper shield. Come on with that, man. I'm trying to teach you something new and you keep coming at me with the same weapons. That's all you got? Damn, by now you see your shit ain't working, you supposed to try to go back and revise your arsenal. It's easy to do. Now, how do you fight somebody that knows what you know and a little bit more? You know what I'm saying?
Oh, wow.
I don't know, man. I have to go back to the drawing board on that one and be like, okay. But I don't pat nobody on the back. I don't damn sure don't pat myself on the back. It's not my fault that, you know what I'm saying, I was able to come into, you know, a different stage in my life for a whole lot of other people. It's not my fault. And I'm not ashamed of it either. You know what I'm saying? So some niggas walk outside with a fucking handkerchief in their pocket. They wear that shit like a badge. And what is that going to get you? Nowhere. I don't see what the problem is. And use your own brain, because in a minute, they're gonna perfect that fucking electromagnetic sound wave beam control and mind control shit, and we'll all be puppets. You know, right now, it's too many motherfuckers in the world for them to keep getting the shit off and nobody know. But once they get that number down to what they want, it's going to get there. It's going to get there. They're going to kill a few of their own compadres.
Yes.
Hey, those are what you call casualties of war. Casualties of war, man. And I wanted, and I made another point that I wanted to touch on, because it's historical, it's fact, and you can easily find out about it. All you got to do, right now, thank God, we have the internet. And our access is slowly becoming limited. It's getting harder to log in. It's getting harder to upload. It's getting harder to download shit. I mean, it's getting harder to post what you really want to say. It takes a minute.
Yes.
At least to upload a post when it used to be 2-3 seconds ago.
That's true.
You know what I mean? So, I mean, we all have to take advantage of the little bit of time and space that we have left to control our own lives, our own education, and the things we love to do. You know what I'm saying? Unless you're watching comedy, you ain't going to be able to get on no CNNs and none of that. You have to watch some old clippings of the History Channel and all of that shit. Go ahead and watch Sanford and Son. Ha, ha, ha. Entertain yourself while we cut your cable off. You know what I'm saying? So you gotta really, really, really be careful nowadays about not just what you believe in, but how you portray yourself, not just in public, but in the world at large, at home, on Facebook, on the internet, period, because there's so much hunting and gathering of the information that people put up there, it's no wonder, you know what I'm saying, they call it Facebook. You know what I mean? A lot of people won't go back and say, why do I want to be a Christian? You know, where does Christianity start? You know what I mean? Nobody want to say that. Nobody want to look back at that. Where did it start for me to be a Muslim? Where did Islam begin? How? Who created it? Where did it come from? Those are important questions. Okay? And a lot of people want to look at me like I'm crazy because I think those things are important. I think it is important for you to profess your life to something and only know what you read in a book and somebody explain to you to the point that you now become pastor or imam or bishop or cardinal. Then let somebody ask you about some current events, some things that's going on in the world, and you look at them like, you know, they the idiot. Because your only retort is just trust in God. In other words, lay on the bomb and let the ground, lay on the ground and let the bomb that they just blow over your body and just freeze you in the glass right there on the spot. Don't try to run for your life. Don't fight for what you believe in. Just do as I say, lay your ass down, and this nuclear bomb gonna go over you like that. You know what I mean? That's like somebody with a gun saying, lay down or I'm gonna shoot you. And you don't lay down. The motherfucker gonna shoot you anyway. He just wants you to know he got the upper hand because he got a pistol on you. Well, those that are in leadership are the motherfuckers standing over you with the pistol telling you to lay down. How you going to get out of that one? Okay? Here's another one. Everybody crying about the New World Order. Now, I want to ask you this question because I put it up there on Facebook. What did they call the American continent before it became the Americas?
Oh, that's a good one on that.
You know what the answer is?
Go ahead.
The New World. If you go back to the days of Christopher Columbus and a few years before them, even the Chinese that came over here before Christopher Columbus called this vast, uncharted expanse of land and resources and a few indigenous native people, i.e. the savages, they called this plantation the New World. That's why all of the first fucking colonies basically that were here were called New. New England, New York, New Hampshire. You know what I'm saying? It was the New World, New England. They're all here. Because it was considered the New World. It had not been colonized by the Europeans. And so since it had not been colonized by the French or the Europeans or the Spaniards, or anybody from over east, northeast European, let's go there. All right? Anywhere over there, nobody had ever been here. So what the Chinese had wrote, what the Egyptians and the Semites and the Sumerians and the Lemurians and the Nakals, what they put in etched in stone didn't matter to the Europeans and the British, because they had never been here, okay? So because they had never been here, but everybody that's been here continues to grow in wealth and knowledge and capabilities, they could not believe that even the dark-skinned Egyptians had been there to the New World even before them, all right? So they set out a quest to take the New World and claim it as their own. That's why they call it the New World. because they are not that human. You know what I'm saying? So all of this bullshit that everybody harping over about the New World Order, yes, it is about this nasty-ass United States of America because it is a what? It's a fucking rat hole. And when you walk into your motherfucking house and you see all this bullshit and all these people laying around and ain't doing shit, what do? You get your fucking house in order. You clean up house. When you tired of looking at your nasty-ass house, what do? You get up and you cut that phone off or you tell everybody that call you, I'm cleaning up my motherfucking house.
Right.
Right? And you clean fucking house. So here is the PSA from E-Max and everybody else here at Hood Talk Radio. Clean up your motherfucking house, because when the inspector comes, if you ain't doing nothing, he's kicking you out. and because you fucking with the leadership and you fucking with the government and all of them motherfuckers, they ain't just going to put you out on the street. They're going to put you in the FEMA camp. Okay? They're going to put you in a place where you're going to have to work harder than a motherfucking prisoner. For nothing. You ain't going to get shit. They're going to provide you with that gruel, that meal that they call, that slag or whatever you want to call it. You ain't generating no damn tax dollars. So don't think about the New World Order as just some plan to take over the world domination. Because remember, the world looking at the United States. And if the United States goes down, what do you think everybody else going to do?
Fold.
They're going to fold. You know what I'm saying? And that's real talk. Look at all the countries right now at war with themselves because they don't want to use the U.S. dollar. But they know the United States is the super military power, and we'll smash you. So you got all these smaller countries trying to connect with these larger countries. And our people are telling us, oh, they can't do that shit. If they do that shit, then they know we'll take it as a threat and jump on their ass. All the while, they really sneak in secret back doors. Like, if they drop that bomb on our country, it'll be no more for us.
Right.
That's the truth. That's the truth. See, the leadership forgot that they need the people because they didn't trick the people into believing that we need them. Thus, the reason why there ain't no jobs, all the motherfucking houses is being taken away from us. They tearing them down after so long. You know what I'm saying? They killing kids in abandoned houses and saying that it's the neighborhood and then tear the damn house up to cover up their own fucking evidence. You know what I mean? A lot of shit don't make sense. Somebody gets killed in this house over here. They don't tear that shit down. They sell it to Jeffrey Dahmer. Jeffrey Dahmer's house is up for sale for $250,000 right now. If you don't believe me, go on the internet. And he was dragging motherfuckers home, chopping them up and eating them in his kitchen on the table like he was cooking roast beef. Okay? Rest in peace to those victims. My condolences goes out to the family, but I'm just using this to make a point. I in no way intended to offend nobody that's connected to the Jeffrey Dahmer case. I apologize if I have, but it must be known and it has to be put out there because this system just don't make no fucking sense. How can you glorify a motherfucking sick, you can't even describe eating other people's bodies. You can go to a homeless shelter if you're hungry. Now, damn. But you can't do it. You know what I'm saying? But they'll knock down a house in the neighborhood. Quick. They won't say nothing when they do the shit. They tear that motherfucker down so fast, you don't even know whose house it is. So, we're going to... Getting a little riled up, y'all. I might have to go to a song right quick. This is your boy E-Max Image, man. Big Legs Remix. We'll be right back.
Yeah. Well, I'm in the club, looking for my girlfriend. She can have big legs, little legs, long hair, short hair. She can be brown skin, light skin. Email.com, you know what I'm saying? I listen to everything.
So don't get mad if your shit don't make the playlist. We got about 5 people that listen to the music. It used to just be me, but, you know, I can't be like that. So I have to pass it around the table to see. And if everybody agreed, then it's thumbs up, your music hit the table. That is the only stipulation. So send some hot shit, and it'll better your chances. As long as you're an unsigned artist, man, we'll play your shit. But once you niggas get signed and shit, y'all start trying to flip. You trying to send niggas deals. This is strictly for promotion, I'm telling you now. So don't be trying to send me no motherfucking bill, all right? And the thing is that the more you promote your own music, you know what I'm saying, the better it is for you. That's just a lesson. So if you submit music to me, then you should also be calling, check to see how your music is in the stats, and if your music is being played at all. So if you participate, your music will be heard. You do not participate, do not get mad, because we play it when we feel like it. That's how it goes. You know what I'm saying? I don't know nobody else doing like that, but I don't owe you nothing, and you damn sure don't owe me. So, hey, send us some good music, and we'll rock that shit for you. This is your boy, E-Mac. You got Al Porter Jr. on, you know what I'm saying, with us right now at Hood Talk Radio. But I'm surprised that I'm going to give it a few more minutes, you know what I'm saying, because everybody, you know what I'm saying, from the head table, as you call us, know what time it is, and we shall see. But in the meantime, in between time, we got something else for you. You noticed all them damn cameras on 55th?
Mm-hmm.
You notice. I sat at that red light today, right there, 55th coming down Kinsman, and I looked to my left, and I saw, let me see, about $500 within a few seconds. Because the first 5 cars that tried to slow down and stop at that red light, come in. Like, Quebeca, Binkabanka. Bang. I was asking my child if they wanted something from McDonald's, but nobody said nothing.
I hear you. I was in the boys'
room. Oh. Okay.
What's up,
man? Yeah, man. Shoot, we hungry. I ain't had nothing to eat. Al, you had something to eat today? Yep. You had something to eat today? Yeah, I'm for the full.
I'm full. I'm sitting down here. I'm cool.
Yeah. I'm getting ready to put one of them 1-2s that you brought to me, man. And the Ms. Igor was there. You knew my design. You know what I'm saying? It's like a little appetizer, man. But I want to bring something to y'all's attention. You know what I'm saying? I have to remind myself. So, in essence, I'm reminding myself and I'm sharing my reminder with ye, all right?
Mm-hmm.
For the past 10 years, I've been somewhere between 300 and 317 pounds, all right? But sometimes, you know, a lot of people who knows me, they know that I gain weight when I'm stressing, and I lose weight when I'm doing pretty good. So far, I've lost about 20 pounds. But I got all the way up to 346 pounds, okay? Now, a lot of people ask me why I quit my job. Let me tell you why. Because no matter what I did, I could not stop gaining weight. That fucking job was stressing me out so bad, I couldn't take it no more, and I walked the fuck away. Not only was it stressing me mentally, it was stressing me physically. It was killing my health. You know what I'm saying? It took 2 months to get that oil and shit out of my body. It took about 4 months before people stopped smelling it on me. You know what I'm saying? It took about that long for my showers not to be black and not to have that black oil all in my tub. You know what I'm saying? So that is one of the reasons, or four of the reasons why I left that old crappy-ass job. We ain't even going to talk about the specifics. But it was me and my health. But first and foremost, it was me and my health. I love my body. I love the gift that I was given by the Creator, my voice, speaking or singing. Okay? I love it. For real. I didn't ask for it. He gave it to me. I got kids. I got grandchildren. A lot of people not only depend on me to make it in this life, but to be able to do something that might, if I can't leave you no riches and greenbacks, I can leave you a whole lot of shit that I learned that just might work for you if you just pay attention to what I'm telling you. You ain't got to believe me. Just check it out for yourself. That's my advice to everybody. Because I'm only telling you some things that might be for your own good. So, as a reminder, I say this to myself every day. Get you a bottle of spring water. At least, if you can only afford one 24-pack of spring water, buy you a 24-pack of spring water. If you can only afford a 6-pack or 8-pack, buy one 8-pack or one 6-pack of spring water. Not purified water, not distilled water, not steam water, not tap water, spring water. All right? I did some research on spring water after being prompted from a video I watched from Dick Gregory's Health Tips. Now, a lot of y'all know who Dick Gregory is and what he's famous for and how he took his little fame and began his own health stuff. Eat-only diets and all of this and all of that shit. He made a lot of money off that. But a lot of people lost a lot of weight, and they still live in healthy lives now just for a little tweak in their diet. All right? You drink one bottle of spring water every day, and I guarantee you, after the first week of drinking that, you'll feel better. If you take vitamins and all that shit, just stop while you on a purification process of draining that dirty-ass tap water out of your body and replacing it with spring water. If you can afford a 24-ounce bottle or 24-pack, so every time you get thirsty, you crack open a bottle of spring water, then you do that. Drink spring water as the beginning. That's the start of your diet. First of all, your liquid intake, let it be water. Spring water. You know why? Spring water comes from the earth. Come down from the mountains. Cold ice. Okay? It's been ran through filters and shit cleaned up for you. But distilled water, purified water, and all that other shit, that ain't nothing but somebody turning your sink on and filling up bottles of water and boiling it in a pot. Pouring it back in a bottle and selling it to you. So number one, drink spring water. All right? And here's something for the men over 40. When you want to eat your chicken wings and your greasy ass, and I don't care about all, if you ain't, look, when you bake chicken, it ain't supposed to bake in the juices that you're trying to bake off. That's why when you pick it up and under the sink and all the fat dripping off because you had it soaking inside the pan, you're supposed to have a drip pan when you're baking food. All right? Because you just as well as frying that shit. Like that. Just a little tip, okay? Stop eating all the damn greasy-ass food all the time, okay? Another thing is I love fast food, but like when I was a kid, we could only get that shit like once a month. All right? So, okay, once a month, you might want to treat yourself to some fast food. That's okay. But every fucking day, you're killing yourself, all right? The information is out there. Check it out for yourself. I love chicken nuggets, but I don't eat them motherfuckers no more ever since I found out how it was made. And that's the name of the program, How It Was Made, okay? I used to love greasy-ass pizza. But if I eat a greasy-ass piece of slice right now, I ain't going to be able to eat nothing else for about a week. So what is that telling you? I ain't eat no greasy-ass pizza. Nope. All the shit that I love, corned beef sandwiches. I can't. I can eat them, but I'm going to pay for it later. Okay? So here it is, the creator working in something in my favor. All of the shit that I love to eat, I can't eat it no more because it makes me sick. Ain't that something?
Wow.
Be careful what you pray for. Be careful what you pray for. I said, I just want to curb my appetite. I like food, but I'm tired of being over 300 pounds. So now when I eat something, it makes me sick. And I lost 20 pounds. How is that possible? I think I'm going to lose some more.
Mm-hmm.
I think I'm going to lose some more. Because I've been getting on that bus. I've been walking a lot, man. I'm trying to sell my vehicle because my vehicle makes me lazy. You know what I'm saying?
That's
sometimes true. I feel like I don't even want to walk to the damn store right down the street. I'll jump in the van and drive around the corner. So, no. At this point, you know what I'm saying, I done got used to riding a bus, and truthfully, outside all these damn kids, I kind of like it. You know, it's all right. As long as I follow the schedule and get to where I need to be, then I'm going to be okay. You know what I'm saying? So, it's going to be all right. It's going to be all right. So y'all know what it is, man. This is Hood Talk Radio. We got our guest host this evening, APJ Alpo Jr. from, of course, Man in the Streets. Y'all know what it is, man. We here every week. This is your listening pleasure. And, of course, you can come on in and talk if you want to. But I noticed that everybody that won't call me out, they'll never call into the show. So I want to thank all of you guys out there for listening online. I appreciate it. I looked at the stats, Al, and we climbing. And in the past couple of months, we went from 23 and some change to 26 and some change on a monthly basis. So to be able to reach 24,000 people at least every month, that's great. So I want to give everybody in the Hood Talk Family Network of shows a round of applause, man, because we're doing our job.
Yeah.
We're doing our job.
Hmm?
Oh, man.
But I'm about to head out a little bit.
Okay.
I'll let you
know. Okay. Y'all know what it is, man. We just do what we got to do. Ain't that something, man, down here? Well, I'm mad in the hood, man. The McDonald's closed at 10 o'clock. I guess they got tired of these niggas from the projects just ran up in them. Whew. Like a chick laying down with her legs open. Because that McDonald's is surrounded by projects. I swear it's surrounded by projects, so I ain't surprised they closed up.
You
know, I was trying to get them to run. But I got something in there, and I'm finna smash on it. But it's good. You know what I'm saying? We got to look out for each other, man. And first and foremost, you know, you got to be able to say, all right, enough is enough. You know what I'm saying? Let's stand up and do something good for our own communities, man, and make shit work. You know what I'm saying? We tearing down our own shit while everybody else is building up, and we spending our money with them. We got to change that, all right? And just to let y'all know that I'm serious about this shit, I recorded Dr. Claude Anderson speaking to us a little while ago, and if I can, I would love to play this for you. All right? So y'all just sit back and listen to 8 minutes with Dr. Claude Anderson, Hood Talk Radio.
What the power structure really want is what we call unearned income. Slavery was nothing but unearned income for whoever owns the slave. And once slavery ended, that's where Wall Street came from. Wall Street was based on slavery. Everything that blacks were producing went to Wall Street then. And now that all that money that's amassed on Wall Street is still producing unearned income. All that money is producing a regular salary for people. It's in stocks and bonds and dividends. They don't have to work. Never had to work. But we're going to talk about that later on. So what I'm saying now is that you're going to have this massive influx of immigrants into the country that are better equipped. They don't have your legacies. They don't have your disadvantages. They're walking across the border. They're going to get a free lunch. They don't have to pay dues. But you got public policies in this country that are equating them to black folk. They're equating them to black. And what we've allowed them to do starting in 1970 is to wrap themselves in black folks' suffering. pretend somehow they suffered along with black folks. And therefore, whatever program is created under this misguided label called minority, that they are equal to you and over you. And we're going to deal with that whole concept of minority in a few minutes, too. So that's the problem with the influx of immigrants. And what they are doing is coming to the country and doing what we've never been allowed to do and we've never been bright enough to do in some senses. Is to build your own community. You got to build your community. You see, every group that when they leave their homeland, the last thing they do is look in the mirror. They look in the mirror and say, I'm going to America. And I'm going to go to America. I'm going to find me a community or neighborhood. Or I'm going to build one with people who look like me. And so that's why you go all over this nation, where they're coming out of Asia, you will find Vietnamese towns all over California, little Cambodia. You'll find a Chinatown in every major city. You'll see the Hispanics come in. They'll build little Mexico or little Havana or little Hialeah. You find little Italy's, French towns, German towns, Greek towns, Polish towns, but you cannot find one black town. And we are the only people that keep trying to integrate. We are the only people, rather than looking in the mirror and saying, I see somebody that looks like me, I want to go find and build me a community of people who look like me. We are doing just the opposite. That's your second problem, is inappropriate behavior of black folks. We keep looking in the mirror and saying, I want to get away from everybody that looks like me. You can't have any power and wealth doing that. If you don't have a community, you cannot rebuild Los Angeles without a black community. If I cannot come in this city, you can tell me where every black lives, where he stays, where he works. You don't have a community. And all of you that want to go in business, don't waste your time. You cannot start a business and operate without a town or a community. Why can't you do it? Because without a community, you have no market. If you don't have a market, every black will go by your store at 200 miles an hour heading for the suburbs and heading for the malls. And that's why you got this major displacement of capital out of the black neighborhood. And I tell black folk, if you want to go in business today, don't do it. Give me the money. I need it. Because you're going to go bankrupt. 80% of all black folk that go into business under the present system, you will go bankrupt within 2 years. You will lose your money within 2 years because you don't have a market. And see, that's how the other groups function. They have their own markets, their own communities. And we're going to talk about that a little later on, too. See, the good Reverend Dr. Price, he gave me 2 hours to talk to y'all, so I'm going to get to all those points, okay? So we got major problems. That's the second thing, is dealing with this influx of immigrants. And what I'm telling you is that they're not coming in here to be your partner or your ally. They're coming in to compete with you. And your black organization and your black leadership in this country is afraid to teach black folk how to compete with all these other groups. And they're afraid because they keep trying to create allies with them. You cannot ally with anybody who's planning on supplanting you. You see, if you go check the Council of La Raza, you check the Council of Salalah, if you check the National Hispanic Defense League, if you check the National Hispanic Party, the first thing that all of them have is to change the issues in this country from white and black to white and Hispanic. They're planning on supplanting you. When the National Hispanic Party started in Miami in 1974, I was in the governor's office there. I was the only black in politics. That was the first item on their agenda, saying by the year 2000, they want to take blacks out of the equation. And that's why, as Dr. Price has said, that's why they control South Florida.
Gaddafi said something to some Arab students going to study in France. The press quoted as being he was cruel, he was racist, he had no manners. Maybe he didn't say it the best way, but he told me, I'm sending you to France, get an education in engineering and in the basic sciences. I'm not sending you to France to look for a wife.
That's right.
If you want a wife, you send to Libya to get one. And I want one thing thoroughly understood. I want you to be good patriots. I want you to be good Arabs. and you cannot produce a good Arab between the legs of a European woman.
Then that was, of course, Dr. Claude Anderson, followed by John Henry Clark, you know what I'm saying, with some great words of wisdom. Can you hear me, Al?
Man. Yeah. Dr. Claude Anderson broke it down, and I just want to say, man, I'll go small and just say that when I announce, like, what verse and chapter it is on what show and what have you, I look at it as being, like, if for those who don't get it, I go into that third year as my chapter and then whatever verse I happen to be in as which episode. So to go to 3 years is so important because he broke it down. And then I look at the fact on how much longer you were doing this before I came along, that the business you've been doing is strong because of, look how long on average black businesses last before they shut down. So I draw from that because it's something being involved with GMS Hood Famous TV, with Brother Suave and a few others. I don't take anything lightly.
Right. You ain't supposed to either, man. That's how we survive out here. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
That's how we survive out here. So I need y'all to understand that, you know what I'm saying, we are only free thinkers, man. You know what I'm saying? We are free thinkers that believe in sharing what we have, so to speak, for lack of better terminology, uncovered. Because when things come to you, you have no choice, especially when they make a great impact on your life. And sometimes just by sharing information that is coming to you, it makes impact on other people's lives as well. It's a wonderful thing. I love it. You know what I'm saying? I'd fight for it if I had to, because what we need is to be able to express ourselves in a way that everybody can hear us and understand clearly what we mean when we say what we say. I don't know nobody who, you know, talk about what they don't know. You know what I'm saying? I don't know nobody who will speak on some things that's not clear to them. You know what I'm saying? Outside of the normal people, like you got your reverends and your pastors and bishops and whatever you want to call them, you got those that always want to throw religion in your face when religion ain't always the answer for everything. Sometimes you need a little bit of human interaction or a little bit of human information. See, I like to think that knowledge is the tool and information is the power. Because you can have all the knowledge in the world, but without the information or the instruction on how to use it, what good is it? You know what I'm saying? They always say, you know, all singers need a singing coach. So when you decide to get that contract and sign one, you know, of course they're going to stick a singing coach in your face and then hand you a bill later on down the line. Whether you need one or not, you're going to get one. So, you understand? And that's the way business is. When you go in to work at McDonald's, you always go in there and there'd be some smart mouth-ass chick teaching you with tattoos all the way up to her neck. Teaching you how to flip a fucking burger on the grill. But before you can get to the grill, you got to learn how to sweep that float. So it's all about learning what you do until you get good at it. When you get good at sweeping that float and keeping that spot clean, then they'll put you on the grill and see how fast you are. All right? You work hard at McDonald's. I swear you do. You know? So I just want y'all to all stick, take a step back, look in the mirror, say, I love you. And if you can do that, then you're on your way to changing whatever you feel is wrong with your life. But when you stand in that mirror and you look at yourself and you can't say that I love you to the person that's standing in that mirror, you'll never strive to do better. So you always got to remind yourself of some things. I have to remind myself a lot because even though I like water, I know it's good for me, I like fruit punch. I like cream soda.
Yeah, I hear you.
I don't care if it's root beer, if it's cherry red, or vanilla cream, as long as it's cream soda, it's all right with me. I could drink a 2-liter by myself, no problem. I like ice cream. I love ice cream. Vanilla, cherry vanilla, butter pecan, Oreo cookie dough, chocolate chip, whatever kind of ice cream. I'm not really fond of chocolate, but I'll take it if you got some strawberry mixed in. You know what I'm saying? Milkshakes, cheeseburgers, macaroni and cheese, corned beef sandwiches. You know, I like that stuff. But today, my body won, and it let me know I can't have it no more. Can't even sneak to have it no more without taking a pill. So you think I'm going to kill myself to eat a cheeseburger from Wendy's? No. I think I want to be around a little bit longer, so I'm just going to remember the days when I used to go in there and buy 2 or 3 double stacks and root beer and an order of fries, man, and just go somewhere and sit down, smash that shit and go to sleep. And wake up, that damn Wendy's was good, and go to the next fast food. This time I go to Rally's. You know, I buy me a couple of them 2 for $3 fried lovers or some shit like that, man, and just go to town. But my body letting me know I ain't playing basketball no more. I ain't playing softball no more. You know what I'm saying? I might walk around the track 7 times, but damn sure I ain't running. But if I ain't doing nothing to burn off all that fat, man, I can't be eating that shit. You know what I mean?
Got it.
Okay? I ain't trying to clog my arteries to eat a cheeseburger. I ain't trying to have no strokes and no bypass operations and all of this shit because I like to eat zesty pizza and it was greasy as muff. You know what I'm saying? I still like Little Caesars, but it gotta have that buttery garlic sauce spread all over it. Killing me. But for $5.75, I take it. Killing me. And of course, you gotta have something hard and strong to wash it down with. Can't have no glass of water with no pizza like that.
Nah.
You need root beer. Root beer or cream soda. Ah. And then you buy a 2-liter, you know, jug of juice for the kids. But I can eat a Little Caesar's pizza by myself if I'm hungry. And that's the bad part. You know what I'm saying? It ain't no room for error. So let's all be a little bit more aware of what we put in our bodies, especially according to the activities that we take on a daily basis. You know what I'm saying? I mean, if you got good metabolism, okay. When your ass hit about 40 and your body start changing and things start becoming a little more clear, while you woke up tired today and you really ain't do shit, all you did was eat. All you did was eat, smoke some weed, found a few Newports, a little bit of a few miles farther, some brew, a couple shots of liquor, some last night chicken. Then you went and bought some barbecue wings from a little A-Rap store down the street.
Uh-huh.
Put all that shit in your body and you ain't do nothing but sit at home and play the video game. Okay. Now, put some fucking tennis shoes on or something, walk up the street to the grocery store, walk around in the grocery store, act like you're looking for something, just go back home and sit down and play the video game. At least you burn some of that fat that you just ingested, okay? Just some health shit, man. We got to be more aware, more conscious, like we are with our spirituality, okay? We are mortals, okay? That means we die. All right, so if you want to extend your life a little bit, if you want to have the Creator keep you around as long as you can be, just watch what you eat and watch how you take care of your bodies, all right? This is your boy, E-Max the Image Man, your Al Porter Jr. right here. We're going to play this song right here, man. This is a cool-ass song, y'all, and I want to send it out to everybody that's in earshot of the show tonight. We want to thank y'all for tuning in. And I hope we hear from you Friday night. Hood Talk Radio. We're going to let this song take us out of here. Peace.
Peace.
Music. And that's just how it is. We all going to have our good days. We're going to have them days that are not so great. But you got to search in your heart. You gotta find your personal reason to keep going. For real. Drama in my everyday life got me so that I'm looking to take off with no direction to know. I wanna blow, but as an underground artist, I'm good. Plant my feet in the dirt and stay repping the hood. HJS, and I can't tell you how this life's gonna end, but I can draw you out a vision with a pad and a pen. Once again, it's time to put it all on the line. And there's a rhyme and a reason when we talking about mine. I'm trying to climb to the highest plateau, but there's some sections to this movie that I just can't show. Don't wanna tell you that my shit is all peaches and cream, but there's a price to be paid when you're doing your thing. It's not a dream. If you can bang it, you can make it true. But there's some dirt 9 to 5 that you got to do, like pushing through when your arms are sore. There's no victory until there's a war. As I rise and fall, I ain't even tripping at all. No, I ain't even tripping at all. As I rise and fall, I ain't even tripping at all, dog. I ain't even tripping at all. As I rise and fall, I ain't even tripping at all. No, I ain't even tripping at all. As I rise and fall, I ain't even tripping at all, dog. I ain't even tripping at all. I still remember how we used to be. One man, one mission to God. But I'm humble, dog, cause times are hard. I can't spend my days looking back on the past, cause see this life gets away from you fast. And I'm hoping to last. There's so much to be seen in a world full of color, but it's focused on green. I mean, I can't even walk the scene no more, unless I spend a bill on my jeans or more. It's crazy how I used to get down, but now I try to keep my feet on the ground, cause I'm loving the sound of the youth right now. I know the future gone rock and hit the proof right now. When there's a million ways to lose your soul, how about some self-control, you feel me? I speak it till the world is a whole, dog. And now I'm getting ready to roll. As I rise and fall, I ain't even tripping at all. No, I ain't even tripping at all. As I rise and fall, I ain't even tripping at all, dog. I ain't even tripping at all. As I rise and fall, I ain't even tripping at all. No, I ain't even tripping at all. As I rise and fall, I ain't even tripping at all, dog. I ain't even tripping at all. I never thought that I would reach the point where I couldn't see light, be surrounded by darkness that's as cold as the night. But see, I'm gifted in my own right, and have have to be out on my solo if it ain't right. That's how it is,
how it is.
Nowadays, and I doubt it would change. No room for misconception when it comes to this game. I understand it well, from the vision to the art. And the only way to get it is by playing your part from the start. I never thought that I would see a million, but establish a base where I can feed my children. Keep on building as I work it from my home. A nigga grown, so I got to get it on my own. Put my beard in, draw lines in the sand. Kick around for a second, then it's back to the plan. Cause man, you could only play the cards that you see. But me, I'ma keep it popping till I'm finally
as
free.
As I rise and fall, I ain't even tripping at all. No, I ain't even tripping at all. As I rise and fall, I ain't even tripping at all, dog. I ain't even tripping at all. As I rise and fall, yeah. I ain't even tripping at all, dog. I ain't even tripping at all. As I rise and fall,
you know.
I ain't even tripping at all.
No,
I ain't even tripping at all. As I rise and fall, 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 as I rise.
Good night, everybody. See you Friday. Peace.